And my name is Lamo. Happy Sunday. Geshe-la will be here in a few minutes. If you've never been to the center, if you please stand out of respect for Geshe-la and his teachings. And then you'll see people doing prostrations. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you're welcome to just remain standing. Geshe-la's intention is to teach the art of happiness by His Holiness and Dr. Howard Cutler, and we haven't really started that yet, but we've talked about happiness and what brings us happiness. If you have questions for you're welcome to either email him, and I think the email might be in on the little bulletin, or you can get one of the little forms on the rack at the entranceway and put it on his table. And he will try to answer it eventually. Geshe-la has asked me to remind you two things. One is about the great merit of circumambulating the stupa outside. It's just, you can look up the benefits, but I think the benefits of even just one of the mantras, I think they call the four Dharmakaya mantras, it's just incredible. And then there's just so many of them, and I think either I have to put this up here or get a new battery. But anyway, it's just incredible. And he also said about the merit of turning the prayer wheels. There are a few that are on the other side of this wall, and whenever he comes to the into the building, before he leaves, he always turns them, because there are quite a few of the Chinrezig mantras in there, in those prayer wheels also. So we will be saying some prayers from this white prayer book. And there are the first prayers on the first of the front side of the base sheet and the front side of the next page at the bottom, the two mantras on the pink sheet. And then this table right here is usually not there. This is for the Medicine Buddha Puja, which will start at 1 o'clock today. And we will also have a potluck if you wanted to stay for the next teaching, which will be a repeat of what he says in this session, and then it will be following that. So it'd be the puja will be before after the next session. And the Medicine Buddha is we just go through and recite many of the benefits of the promises of each of the medicine Buddhas, and one of the medicine Buddhas is actually Shakyamuni Buddha. He's and he's the eighth one, and actually try to help you even in everyday mundane ways, like success in business and so forth, and also for people who are dying or have passed away, people who are sick and so forth. So it's a wonderful practice. It's very easy to do because the entire puja is in English except for the long and short mantras. So we encourage you to be to attend that. Geshe-la will not be attending the puja. Okay, so if we could just sit and prepare our minds to receive the teachings and settle our minds for the busyness of getting here, and reflect on how we've been accumulating merit since the moment we stepped out of our home to come here. Dalai Lama Zopa Rinpoche says that when you're taking the teachings, wherever the teacher is, think, I am receiving this teaching from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, from Tara, Manjushri, Guhya Samaja, Yamantaka, Heruka, and all the numberless Buddhas. I am taking these teachings from all of them. Then think, each word I listen to frees me from the oceans of samsaric suffering. Okay, so on the first base sheet, let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four measurables in English, and then in Tibetan right below that. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedeva dong dewe gyu dong dempar ju chi dunya dong du nyao gi gyu dong dwe. To the bottom of the next pink and Rasik's mantra 8 times and Green Tower's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that we should think about those on our prayer list, those who we know in our hearts are suffering, to liberate their suffering. So now the Green Tower's mantra. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Good morning. I'll go read the letter. There's two questions. We'll do some meditations together, some meditations. we'll do something different today, okay? So first you exhale from your mouth, then inhale. We'll do this 10 times, okay? 10 times, exhale. 10 times, then each time you, when you inhale, then please you count 1. We'll do this 10 times. 10 times, at the end, you'll stop breathing. Then just hold your breath. Then just please imagine that your energy is, you know, the oxygen is that you breathe in. It goes down. Slower, slower, and then 4 fingers. Below your navel, okay? White, white, white. 4 finger below your navel, white. When you feel or when you think or feel that reach 4 finger below your navel, round, white, round. Size doesn't matter. Then you hold. Hold there, then focus should be there, okay? Focus should be there. Then hold your breath long as you can, okay? We'll do 10 times. also this meditation. So you long you please you hold your breath long as you can. Then if you can if you cannot hold your breath, as if you cannot hold your breath, then you breathe. Okay. So this meditation is not finished yet. It's not. I mean, not complete. Okay. So this is called what's called. All the meditation here at the Sunday class I'm introducing or maybe explaining to you is already been taught. It's been taught a long time ago, long time. Just here, I'm here to just to explaining to you, which has already been explained long time ago. This is called forceful method. Forceful method, how to stop thinking. Thinking? Stop thinking. You can't just sit there, okay, I'm not going to think nothing. That's not enough. So we have to do something, okay? This is called forceful method, how to stop. That actually, maybe you, some of you already heard, there's like meditation called karma binding, shamatha. So that's like the strongest form of concentration that you can ever develop, called concentrations. So when you're working on that, there are, you know, obstacles in order to really concentrate. Sometimes mind do get a little bit high, excited. Sometimes, you know, all of a sudden, just go thinking mind. There's two problems, you know. Especially early morning, more problems like this. So then you go like this. Not able to, that happened in the monastery. Then you're pushing yourself. You are not going to give up, but still even though your head is falling down, it doesn't fall down like that. It goes like slowly. In the monastery, then it goes like this. You can, all of a sudden, then you bank. You know, so all the textbook, the Tibetan textbook that we have is like this. It's long, like that. Then, you know, the monks, you know, does have daily recitations, prayers to do. Small. There's no lot of patience, you know, that. Then the probably late evening. You know, so that's probably what, you know, I'm not saying all the monks, but some monks, you know. So we push back, our meditation is not become the priority in list. We push back, and other things. And there's more. Then the end, all the commitments kind of piles up. Then you are not feeling great because you are now a little bit worried that days get, time is going to, you're supposed to finish before midnight, certain prayer. Then you look at time, so now, 10:30, no much time. Everything, then you put that, then it's kind of weather, in monastery, the weather is kind of hot, no air conditions. Not big, no, not like this room, small, the very small space. Then you decide to recite your prayer there, no? Then skip, then kind of fall asleep. We as a young monk, doing our prayer outside, we are hoping that, you know, teacher will tell us, okay, now, good, you can go to bed. But the teacher sometimes, you know, is like, so then slowly, then you really sleep, you know. When you stand up, piece of one page is here. Now you are wondering maybe who took your page. Result of concentrations. You see? So that's called thinking mind. You're like, so this is like, this meditation is like forceful method. How to overcome from that, how do you say, excitement mind. You know, there is like little bit slightly, I think, there's difference between excitement mind or wandering mind. Excitement mind is more related, excitement mind is more like, how do you say, grabbing, or clinking on something, some type of attachment. That's called excitement mind. You know, keep thinking of something, you know, could be visual object, could be no sound or could be smell or could be no tactile. No, there's like five, like the realm that we live is called, from Buddhist point of view, is called desire realm. No, there's form realm, formless realms. Desire realm is called desire realm. There's like five of dunga, what you call, the form, the visual. No, this is called the qualities of desire realms, visual the object. No, like say something that you can see, touch. No, we call the form. So then sound. That's where the beings in the desire realms, that's where they get attached to, like form, include everything, that shape, color, and everything, the size, then sound, then taste, then also the form, sound, smell. Then taste, then something you can touch. This is called the desire realms. So then, you know, maybe some of you saw, you know, when they do ritual performance, you know, so certain Buddha, they said, when they do like this kind of symbolize form, this is called mudra, you know, so then that symbolize sound, then that symbolize smell, then that symbolize food, then this symbolize tactile. So next time when you see that they're thinking in their mind, that's what their offerings, when they does that, their offerings, everything that's visual they're trying to offer. So this is what called hand mudra. So probably not necessary you to learn, but I just want to introduce that in case if you see next time. So what they're trying, then you have some clue. So then this excitement mind is kind of like grabbing on one of those five. So that's why that it's hard to stop, because keep thinking. So then this meditation you do, exhale, inhale. Each time when you inhale, you count, okay? Exhale, inhale. When you become obsessive with something, then this is a good meditation to do. Exhale from the mouth, inhale. Each time when you inhale, you count, okay? So we did this meditation partially. It's not complete yet. So now, visualization is not complete. So when you exhale, inhale, then the end. You don't have to count 10. You can count 7. Number doesn't matter. Oh. When you decide to count 7, then in the last breath you take in, then you stop breathing, hold your breath. Then energy that goes down is a white. Should be round. The size doesn't matter. Size doesn't mention. Goes 4 fingers below. That's what we did. First one. Then the second visualization, when you feel energy, that white energy reach 4 fingers below your navel, then you close all the lower jaw. You close that simultaneously. The energy that comes up is yellow. So then sit like this, okay? Then that's where the focus must be. Then you put all your mental energy in there. So just to see something white above, yellow below. So then, you hold your breath, okay? So this will definitely, this will help. This will stop. If you are becoming obsessive with something, it will help. It will stop. Because why? Because this is forceful method. It's called forceful method. Zen tap. Tap is method. Zen means forceful. Zen tap to jibe menga means like menga is instructions. Instructions how to stop. You know? The forceful instruction of instructions. This is called, the explanation is called instructions. So the very explanation I'm giving you is now called, that's called instructions. The name is like forceful method, how to stop that, okay? So now we'll do one more time. So then second time, so when you feel that energy reaching below, forefinger below your belly button or navel, whatever you call, below there, simultaneously, close the lower jaw, energy beings comes up is yellow. So there. Okay? Clear? So then if you do that meditation, you get benefit. Each one of you get benefit. Then that's good. Rather than hoping you will get benefit, somebody else doing meditation, then there's no good. No. So that's good. Then you do benefit, then you get benefit. Oh yeah. We'll do 10, as I can say. So now this is called, what do you call this? Forceful method. So how you translate? Gopa, that's like excitement, mind that get excited, called Tibetan word called Gopa. In Tibet it's called Gopa. Gopa. Zen tap, Zen forceful, tap method, menga instructions. Now your job is how to put it together. First one is called excitement mind, called Gopa. Say forceful. So I will say in English word by word. Then you put it together. Then you say it, then everybody will get benefit. Okay? Excitement mind, forceful method, instructions. So this is the title. This is the name of the meditations. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, so there's the title. So so there's also, you know, some kind of relief from me, because I'm not how to put it together, you know. Oh yeah, so now here police don't think, you know, that's all you talk about Buddhism, that's not true. Buddhism is vast and deep. So being here 15 years, almost 15 years here, being here in North Carolina, you know, mumbling, last 15 years. Then, you know, slowly you learn, you know, people here, you know, like there's so many things to do, you know, like, then you learn, I'm not sure, like, so I thought there's something simple, you can just sit, and, you know, so just sit and do, you know, it only probably takes 5 minutes, or maybe, you know, not my times, so it's, like I say, then it's going to be productive meditations. If you do, it's going to be productive, rather than just sit there, you know. So then, it's hard, you know, just sit there, it's quite hard. So meditation is now GOM. GOM is like making familiar with something, you know. So that requires, you know, not just, you can become familiar if you just do one time, you know. So then you do again, you know. In order to benefit yourself. Some people make, oh, this kind of sounds like, I say, sounds like selfish. Whether it sounds like selfish or not, you know, we have to help ourselves. Okay? if you cannot help yourself, there's no way you can help other people. There's no way. You can think about helping other people, other sentient beings, but not able to help yourself. There's no way you can help other sentient beings. Oh, wonderful idea to help, you know, other sentient beings. In order to do that, I'm not just saying this trying to make you happy. So that's not no. Temporarily it may be good, but down the road it's not good. We should not do that, you know. So the reason I'm saying, you know, it's like my saying based on some like books that I read, you know, teaching. So it says, you know, first we have to develop really, really strong wish, very, very strong wish to liberate ourselves from the sufferings, any types of sufferings. First we have to have strong wish, not just, you know, how you say, like, so one day there, you know, like, the power of the desire is so strong that you have that desire day and night, not just once in the blue moon, day and night. Very strong desire to free yourself from the sufferings. So that leads now to, if you are familiar with the Buddha's teachings, what we call Four Noble Truth. So therefore, in order to free ourselves from the suffering, we have to understand what is suffering. What is suffering? It's important to understand. That's why, you know, Four Noble Truth begin with the truth of sufferings. Not because, you know, Buddha wants to make you depressed. Because strong, not just wish, very, very strong wish is necessary to free yourself from sufferings. So in order to have that, you know, in order to have that wish, so we have to understand what is sufferings. So that's why among the Four Noble Truths, the first one is called Truth of Sufferings. That's why you try to understand, you know. Otherwise, you know, there are many, many different types of as a mindset, mentality. Some of them, from Buddhist point of view, from Buddhist stomology, that books that talks about mind, or from the, you can also say from mental science. Okay, the Buddhism. When it comes down on Buddhism, has the most information than any other religions, because there's so much research been done when it's come down to mind or self. There's so much research been done. So the Buddhism is the only religion that has information when it's come down to mind and the self. There's so much information there. So then certain minds call wrong mind. Wrong mind, you may think is right, but actually it's called, there's no seven types of mind. Last, the begin from the bottom up, last one's called wrong mind. Such as, you know, like, for, I'll give you one example. If you are getting bored, then raise up your hand, then we will do meditations. If you feel bored, then you raise up your hand, then we will do meditations, okay? So the whole intention is to, you know, to probably say, to explain the meditation. This is important. Why is it important? Because we have mind. I have mind, you have mind. No, everybody has mind. It's not like, oh, he has mind because he's Buddhist. I don't have mind because I'm not Buddhist. That's not how it's work. Everybody has mind. So the last one is called wrong thinking, or wrong, you know, it's like, it's from entire, it's wrong. Like, say, if you are seeing, there's no, generally speaking, something's white, say, white color, white flower. If you're seeing this white rose as a yellow, that mind is obviously wrong. No, this is wrong. Because the object itself is white, okay? So then the second one is a little bit better, it's like doubt. Doubt, you are not sure, you know, like, so the within the doubt, so you think, you saw something, say, in the Nolan's farm, when you go there, you saw some animals moving in the farm, but you have no idea it's cow or ox or bull. You heard about them, but you know, you never saw one. And you go there, then you use some animals, there's like, then when you come back, then somebody's people are talking about cow or something, the animal. They say, oh, I saw something on the other side. Is it cow or ox? I'm not sure. I don't know. So then there's like, you know, doubt. Then you say, then you know, they're going, oh, maybe it's not cow because this is this. Then, you know, like changing more towards the fact. But you are not sure. Maybe it's cow, maybe it's not cow, maybe it is cow. Tending towards more towards fact, that's called right doubt. So even the object is cow, but you are going back and forth, back and forth, then you say, oh, okay, it's not cow. Then you are tending towards more towards, how do you say, not to the facts. It's like tending towards more towards the, how do you say, untrue, false. There's negative doubt. Then the doubt is equal, okay, maybe or maybe not, you are not changing towards the fact or not turning away from the fact, it's just you are just in the middle. I'm not sure, maybe it is, maybe it's not it is. That's called equal doubt. There's equal, then the first, the negative one, the wrong one become equal, then equal become the positive one. Okay, that's the second doubt. That's how we start the mind. First one wrong, second doubt. So then, third one is quite interesting. Now I'm kind of like Muslim Jebaji. Or maybe like assuming mind, assuming. So that's interesting. So there's so much of that happens throughout the day. As we are just assuming you have no reason, you just assume you have no reason, you know. No clue, just assume. You know. Then think, oh, that's true, but you have no reason. Even though you have reason, you can explain the reason. But it's still assuming. Then assuming based on the wrong reason, completely wrong reason, but you don't want to, you don't like to have discussion, you don't like to have another opinions on that, you just stick with that. That actually it is, you are basing on, you are relying on something that's mistaken, mind. Nala Magyama, oh yeah, support that is enough. Nala Magyama, oh yeah. So that's how the minds get progress, okay? So my point here, now going back to the point, so that's called, if you are interested, you can probably know now it's like technology so famous, you can Google. That's called seven types of mind. So you search that, you know, so then you'll see. So now my whole point of meditation, okay, now come back to the meditations called KOM, means making yourself familiar. So this is for on this is whatever it's called. This meditation is called. What is it called?
Instruction on the forceful method to eliminate excited mind.
Instructions? That's what it's called. Okay, that meditation we did, that's what it's called here. So then please do, you know, try to do that, you know, whenever you have, you know. So before you rely on something else, please do these meditations. Not just one, do a couple of times. If that helps, that's wonderful. Then please share, you know, with other people. Other people, you know, you teach them. That's how we benefit, okay? So then last couple of Sundays, you know, I've been talking about just couple of points that I'd like to, you know, share. To how, from Buddhist point of view, how to help yourself. How to help yourself. So the way they explain in the books, they use Dharma teaching. Dharma teachings, the teaching practice that we do. So here, just think about there. Certain day, probably, there's no one day that everybody agrees is a good day. No, there's a majority of the people probably may agree, oh, this is a good day. No, there's not one day that all people agree this is a good day. There's no such a day. No. So that clearly shows, you know, good day doesn't exist from it on site. It's just how you perceive, how you label. Oh. So that, you know, so it can be very beautiful, what we label, you know, it's called like, oh, it's sunny, it's nice, it's a beautiful day. But even within that day, if a day is like that, you know, sunshining day is generally speaking considered as a good day, but you can still be miserable. So there, you know. So there's now my point is like my this whole point is, okay, from Buddhist point of view, how to help yourself, what as a Buddhist, what do you do? So when you do that, you don't have to become Buddhist, you know. I never encourage people to become Buddhist. Since the last 15 years, I never encourage. So long as I'm going to stay here, I'm not going to encourage, you know, that. So what I'm hoping is, you know, so make sure that when you come here, so that we learn something, so then we know that, you know, we do help ourselves. Okay, that's the whole point. The goal is that. So now from Buddhist point of view, of course, I'm going to talk from the Buddhist point of view, how one can help oneself. So in that, this is a big project. So that project begin with intentions, attitude. So, if the attitude is negative, day everything become negative. If the attitude is good, if it's a kind of raining day, it is still good. Attitude. So important. So important. Attitude. So that clearly shows waking up, starting our day with positive attitude. That's very important. So that's how you meditate. When you meditate, you should have positive attitude. You can try with negative attitude. You can try with that, but you are not going to enjoy your meditations. It's going to be a completely waste of time. Positive attitude. So, from the Buddhist point of view, positive attitude, that you think bigger, like taxis. Taxis? You think big. When you come down on material world, you think small. From Buddhist point of view, when it's come down on thought, then you become taxing. Taxing, you think big. You are not just thinking about this, you are thinking about way beyond this. You're trying to do something, it's way beyond, way, way beyond. It's not just this is small, this is just, the part of the river. The river is long, it's continuously running, it's long. You're thinking way down there, not just here. Okay? You think big. So, like I said, that's just from, what is said in text. So here, you don't just think now, you think a little bit further down, like 1 year, 2 years. And sometimes people suggest, that's not good to think too much for the future. That's not good, I think. From Buddhist point of view, that's not good. You do have to think. Think about, So, anyway, the point is, positive attitude is necessary when you do meditation, when you say a prayer, when you meet people, when you meet your family. Positive attitude is necessary, for your own sake. So then there's like certain people, they just, sometimes you hear this quite often, selfish. Selfish is not bad things. No selfish, no progress. Why you meditate? Because what's the difference between selfish and self-interest? Self-interest, they have to have self-interest. Otherwise, why you meditate? There's no reason. Self-interest is not always bad, okay? Selfish or self-interest, I'm not sure what's the difference between that. But self-interest, they have to have self-interest. So then certain people, mentally, according to their mental inclinations, so they just want to help themselves, just for themselves. That's okay, that's what all the Theravada tradition, that's what they do. They're just trying to, thinking all living is kind of overwhelming. So I can just think myself, that's relatively easy. So that's what, then they are completely focusing on their own moksha or liberations. They're trying to help. So there's certain group of people right from the beginnings thinking about all other living beings. So they tend towards Mayana path. And there's Theravadan path, Mayana path. There's two paths already been taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. That's the reason, because there's so many different mentalities. Okay. Anyway, any of those cases, whether you're thinking big like taxing, or whether you're thinking small, So that's anyway in both fields, the positive attitude is necessary. So now how you begin? You think about it. Begin with the precious human life. There's something I really want you to think. Maybe give some attention. Some give some thought, you can read precious human life. Every life, human life is precious. It's been said 2,500 years ago. It's been said, Lama Tsongkhapa said 6,500 years ago, 650 years ago. Why we should listen to this person called Shakyamuni Buddha? He went through the same struggle that we went through. He has so many questions. That's how he, you know, like wander in the wilderness, you know, seeking answers. But his own, how you say, comfort zone is very good. He was born as a princess, prince. He has everything that he can ever imagine, you know. But still, seeing, is not satisfied, not content, you know, has all these questions, you know. Why people are dying, why people are getting old, why people are getting sick. All these questions, you know, parents cannot answer. He desperately looking for answers. That's how he get out of his comfort zone, he in the wilderness. Then after that, he thought, he went inside his mind, in internal world. He sat there 6 year solid meditations under the Bodhi tree. 6 year solid. So much been discovered during that. That's all, you know, the teachings, you know. So he said, the life is so precious. So this is, it's telling us, all of us, it's telling all of us, you know, that your life, that, you know, is so precious. So the first thing that we should not look down, as I mentioned, if you have vows, you know, so not, I'm not talking about the vows that you take when you get married. So like the Pratimoksha vows, especially the highest vows called tantric vows. If you possess that vows, if you look down yourself, it will not just damage. It you lose the vow from the root. No, so that's how dangerous it is. So now, that's how, as a Buddhist practitioners, that's how we're supposed to begin our day, thinking something good about yourself. No, precious human life, this is so precious. Your mind may say, oh, this is not precious. That's simply not true. That's called wrong consciousness. That's called wrong mind. That's, you begin your day with wrong mind. That's no good. That's wrong mind. It's not just precious. It's like tanjor. That's what it's called, tanjor. It's precious. Sometimes, then time to time you hear people come to you and say, oh, Gisela, my life has no meaning. The symbol, that's not true. You are the one who said that it's not true. No, that's not what has been said. No, it says, Tanjo Tenche, so meaningful. It's meaningful, so meaningful. Tanjo Tenche. So this, when I say meditation, means you try to become familiar with those kind of thoughts or knowledge. Not just one day, you think about that again, 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 again. So next time, when you think about precious human life, it means something deep. No? So, say, there's one, something that you can buy at the grocery store. It says, I cannot believe it's not butter. I cannot believe, because it tastes exactly like butter. No? So then one day you will say, I cannot believe it's not precious. It is precious. So that's not, I'm not joking, this is very true. No? How we can see, you know, that's been said, it's been said repeatedly again and again. So why we are not listening? We are not listening. So that's why you are, you know, blaming ourselves, you know. The precious, according to Buddhism, is not based on what you wear, you know, how you look. It is precious. It's precious, why? Because of the ability that you have. You know, so that there are so many things, you know, it's like kind of puzzle. You know, it's all kind of like when you put the big puzzle, big, huge one. The beginning when you pour on the table, it looks kind of mess. Slowly you put it together, you know, then actually, it is what it is in the box, in the cover of the box. It looks beautiful house, mansion with all this small animal trees, all the gardens, but you can see. It's all pieces you cannot see. It requires patience to be able to see that pretty tricky. That's exactly how it works in our life. Small thing here, not just one thing is not good enough. There's many, many puzzles that slowly need to put together just to see that. This is one of the important puzzles in a precious human life. Okay? That's how, as a Buddhist, that's how you're supposed to begin your day. That's how you begin your day. When you wake up, what do you think about? You think about precious human life. So, then you define yourself. That helps you to define how you define yourself. That's precious, thinking about preciousness of this life. So meaningful, so difficult to find. So that gives you, wisdom, the wisdoms, how you define yourself. Then you get excited, So say, I'm not sure, there's something that probably we should talk about, you can't define yourself. I define myself as a perfect human being. That's not, is it correct? So the very existence, from Buddhist point of view, very existence, I'm telling you the truth, whether you like or not, so that I think the truth needs to be here, heard. We'll make progress, So this very existence is called imperfect existence. Imperfect existence. What we call, from Buddhist point of view, we call samsara. So why is it called imperfect? Doesn't mean, imperfect, there's meaning. Why is it imperfect? Because there's so many thought that makes us miserable. Because of this body, we get sick. We get headache because we have head. If you don't have head, you don't get headache. So because of this head, it's good that we can think, that can harbor our brain, but at the same time, we get headache. So because of this body, we get old, and people die. If you don't have this body, this gross body, some species on the different realms, they live long, long time. Why? Because they don't have this gross body. They don't eat touchable food. So that's why their lifespan, some of their lifespan is like one morning is equivalent to 50 years of human life. That's for them, it's just one morning. That's why they don't rely on this, element as a produce food. So there's like you cannot expect perfect. You can become perfect. It's a gradual process. But right now, I myself, if I expect myself as a perfect, so I'm going to be miserable. Why? Because I'm not understanding the fact. I'm not understanding the fact. I'm going against the fact. That's no good. So now, just to understand my existence, I can say for myself, my existence is, from Buddhist point of view, is called samsara, means imperfect. When it comes to my mind, I have anger, I have attachment, I get jealousy. I get arrogant, I get pride, because of that. It's called samsara, it's called imperfect. Doesn't mean I'm bad, it's just called imperfect. So that helps, knowing samsara helps you to overcome from the fear of failing. Failing? You do fail. That's why I'm here. Not because I know. That's the reason why I'm in samsara. There's no difference. That will help you to overcome from fear of failing. Then it will free you from worrying about being perfect. that's just understanding the fact. So then I don't define myself as a perfect human being. How I define myself, I'm really proud to define myself as I define myself as somebody that I can do better. I can improve. That makes me really, how you say, proud of myself. I'm proud of being human, which is considered as a precious. I'm proud of being human because it helps me, how you say, I'm not miserable being human. No, I will be probably, I'm afraid of being animals, but I'm so happy to be a human, so happy. So that is the point, how we can reach there, you know. Like, happy to be human, happy to be human. So that's been said many times. So the point is how we can be happy just as a human. That's important. That's one of my important messages. I'm just repeating that, you know. There's something, how we can, you know, like I say, synchronize that in our heart. If you are happy, so that's good. That's from a Buddhist point of view, that's how you help yourself, okay? That's how you help yourself. So how I can, you know, not just saying from mouth, you know, from my heart, to be proud to be as a human, and you know, so then I define myself as a, you know, fully capable to change, to become better. Yesterday didn't went very well, but I'm not going to trap with that. I still, yesterday not didn't went very well. That doesn't make me incapable of improving myself. Every second, every moment of my life is precious, is special, because if I'm fully capable to change my next moment, I'm fully capable to change. So that gives you a lot of strength. You know, so a past is past. As a Buddhist point of view, what do? You purify. You purify them. So then you hear about no purification practice. Oh, this purification practice is kind of complicated. So I need to memorize 100 syllable mantra. That's quite challenging, you know. So then 35 Buddha postures. Oh, that's kind of challenging. So don't think, oh, you don't have anything to do. You just go around the stupa. The outside stupa, just go one round. You have no idea how much karma will purify that. Just go around. So that's easy to do. American people like to walk. You just walk around one round stupa. So that's why we build the stupa. So I please take advantage, okay? Just so precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful. So that's each one of us has responsibility how to get that message across to people. You don't have to become religion, you don't have to become, you know, the Buddhist. You just think. This whole point is how to think. So how to reach that point. Just to be proud as a human being. So much, you can get so much out of that, just to be happy. You know? And I define myself, not as a Geshe, not as a monk, not as a, no, Geshe Lhalamba, just, no, like, it's like almost like this is a degree, the name of the degree. I define myself as, you know, something fully capable, moment by moment, capable to change. Even one thought, I can change. You know, certain habit in my life, I can change. If I put some effort, make some discipline, I can change. I see change day by day. Something that I keep doing yesterday, last week, whole week, I've been doing. All of a sudden, this week, oh, now it's been like 3 days, I'm not doing anything, any of that. I feel proud of myself. I feel proud. So that clearly proves my life is precious, meaningful, difficult to find. Why? Because I can change my next moment I can change. I feel good about that change. I feel good. So, you know, I don't, you know, that's how, in myself, that's how I'm trying to define, that's what I believe. That's what I believe, that I can, I'm fully capable to, you know, to improve. That's what I truly believe that. I'm not just, I don't say, just say that I truly believe that. I truly believe that. That's how I define myself. Somebody fully capable to make, to make better, change. If I like, if there's will, I can change. You know. If I choose not to use that ability, I don't see myself different than animals. Same. You know, so then, like, then there's, then I, why this is so special? Then there's no really special, you know. So that's how I see this is so special. There's something that I can do. I can learn so fast. If I wish to learn, I can read. Within a couple of minutes, I can learn. I can close my eye. I can remember them. So that's my ability. So that's how the day begin. Also, time is about to finish too. So, this, you know, teaching has been taught 2,500 years ago. The Lamrim, the teaching that we are studying in this class, has been taught 650 years ago. But in that book, it's called Precious Human Life. So you think, point is, you read that Precious Human Life, about that message, you read that, and please help other people, help. You know, so, unfortunately, in developing countries, you know, they are like, what do you do? If somebody comes to you, they have all kind of problem in their mind, physically fine, all kind of, how you help? So difficult, it's not easy. You can share some of your knowledge, you can think, you yourself can think again. Then someday this message will sink in your heart. So then when you open your eye in the morning, then you think about precious human life. No, then that's good. No. So then you respect other lives. When you respect other lives, no, every life is precious. Whether it's like Tibetan, American, European, Asian, different cultures, Buddhist, Christian, every life is precious. Every life is precious. It's not based on our level. It's just level. Every life is precious, equally precious. Your life precious, my life precious. Not my life more precious because I wear robe. That's not true. You can say, I have more vows. That's true. I have more vows. Does not mean no more. So like every life is precious. So how wonderful that is to see everybody, every life is precious. You know? So there's no, I think that's so wonderful, you know, if you see, you know. So then eventually you just see pure. Paparamjam. You just see pure. When you look there, it's precious, beautiful, wonderful, precious. You look there, beautiful, wonderful, precious. So it has immense help, immense benefit in your mind, immense benefit in your mind. So that's what we need. You know, his own advice is, we don't need more religions. The religions have already been there a long time. We don't need more religions. What we need more good feelings. Authentic. You know, not just, oh, somebody says, oh, you are looks, you say, oh, you look good, you look young. That's all good things. I'm not sure how much that you are really saying that. Do you really mean that or no? The precious human life. When you say that, that is true. They say something true. It's much, much better than saying, that, oh, you look young. Oh, you look much younger than 5 years ago. I'm not sure how much truth is there. It's a nice thing to say, you know. There's nothing wrong, but nice to say. How about, you know, you are so precious. That's very true. You are precious, you know. So, isn't it wonderful that everybody see everybody's like some kind of precious, beautiful, you know, meaningful? This is what we need. So we need more of that, you know, more of that in our heart. So that's how the day must begin, you know, with yourself. Then slowly, slowly, then you moved it on to other something beings. Okay, so I just really want been. Not I'm not saying there's something you don't know. I'm just thinking how that, including myself, how we should understand that just that one information's precious human life. You know, are we missing not thinking about that? I think there are so many problems that occur not thinking about that, looking down, lost upstream, all this, that. So just that, just one piece of information, just that, you know, how to think, then to you share that message with other people. Okay? So then I'll stop. So your time is over.
Please take the white prayer card and turn to the first pink sheet, and we'll read the dedications there. Before we do, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Sophia Sue, Herbert Greaves, Allison Haar, Maurice, Richard Lenihan, Robert Mallon, Robert Wallen, Barney the dog, Mikey the dog, Oakley the dog, Simon Oliver the cat. Job search. Daniel Dimitrov, David Hayes, Mark Johnson. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Best, Susan Daniel, Richard First, Gary Goldberg, Mildred Gooch, Allison Haar's family, Sharon Hill, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Lori Todd, Mac, Nelson Mandela, Shelley Miller, Ian Mahler, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Aunt Polly, Ralph and Lee Powell and family, Chuck and Faye Renard, Jason Lee Roman, Ruben family, Dr. Albert Sontz, Greg Shario, Rosemary Cease, David Allen Slanger, Lori Todd, Mike Truffer and Sue Clifton, Dion Washington, Judith Wormser, Scooby the dog, Teddy the dog. If you have any names you'd like to add, would you please say them now? May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, whose service the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice weekend.